More static.
No, very good.
Yesterday we spoke. It is better to stay in a session, but it's better to stay with a tiger bitten by a snake, but never take a session of Mayavadi. And especially those people who are in a session with women, or the association of women themselves, all the materialists, you should not take the association of such people. Take the association of materialists, what it means. The Bengalis, devotees have some doubts about this. What it means, materialists. I am not speaking about all the grihasthas, but they are materialists. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the associates of his, Srivas Pandit, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, they were all grihasthas. Are they considered to be materialists? Maharaj, Mr. Arjuna, Nakul Sahadev, Draupadi, etc. They were grihasthas. Can we tell them that they are materialists? No. It's not that when you say grass, everybody is materialist automatically. Those who are performing Bhagavad Bhajan not follow proper etiquette. They criticize Guru and Vaishnavas. So absorbed in materialist activities that they do not know anything what is religious activities, they do not know what is Vaishnava, what is Bhagavan. Those people's association should not take. They do not perform any bhajan. Those people whatever things he has, a person, he serves, whatever money he has, he takes possession of the Western devotees, he never criticizes them. Such persons are not materialists. They will progress in spiritual life, such people. When I speak that all grass, it doesn't mean that all grass are all materialists. Not necessarily. Now here further is spoken. Rupa Goswami is speaking the sequence of bhakti. Here he is saying, trust, Shraddha, faith. Where will Shraddha come from? But we don't understand what is a sadhu. Hearing the Harikatha, one will develop desire to serve Krishna. And he develops strong faith in the words of Guru, Vaishnava, and Bhagavan and Vaishnava. He develops firm faith. Thereafter, he will take shelter of Gurudev and he will serve his Gurudev intimately. Then his bhajan. Sequentially, all his anarthas are in that. And thereafter, further, then he gets nishtha, ruchi, asakti, and thereafter, saturupi, bhav, prati, and prem. This is the sequence of bhakti. This is the tradition of bhakti in which way it progresses. Srila Prabhupada is describing. One more point he is clearing here. The sukriti, which is giving bhakti. Shraddha, one gets sadhusang. The result of sadhusang is bhajan. One performs bhajan. He gets educated in bhajan. And then he gets the diksha and harinam. He gets diksha in naam when he performs bhajan. And the way shown by his guru, he performs his bhajan and that way his anarthas are removed and then he develops nishtha, firm faith. Anarth is removed, what it means? There are four types of anarth. First, swarup brahm, illusion of the self. Then, atat krishna, desire. The Dorbalya, the weakness of the heart. These four. Swarup brahm. What is the illusion we are suffering from? Oh, this is my body. This body is me. Everything is mine. Whatever I see. God is serving. Durga, Shankar, Ganesh. This is all illusion. Then asat Krishna. All the desires of the material sense objects. I need son, I need family, household life, I need wealth. Oh, I want to become the president of the country. This is all asat Krishna. And because of asat Krishna, one commits offenses. There are many points we discussed here. Further, when we will have time, we will discuss all these in detail. Anarthas are removed by performing Hari Bhajan. Thereafter, one progresses in Bhakti Bhajan. Translation Damodar Maharaj. Sweating, he is speaking mentally. Shouldn't miss anything.
So continuing to talk about the knowledge of Bhajan and Asya.
Not clear?
Yes, there we go. Now it's better to be embraced by a tiger or by a bear than to take the association of Mayavadi.
You couldn't hear? You cannot hear?
Detrimental to Bhajan to associate with a nasty mood with women. Okay, especially with those who are attached to women. But if we look carefully, we cannot say everything that most people would do that makes 180 say, or I'm sure that makes sense to you.
You're not sure.
Some Bengali devotees have a doubt. Are all grihasthas material enjoyers? In answer, we say no. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had many, many associates who were grihastha devotees, like Shikundari Vidhivi, Sri Advaita Acharya, but they were completely unattached to material sense enjoyment. Other devotees like Yudhisthira and Arjuna, these sense are great devotees of the Lord. Therefore, all married persons are not sense enjoyers. Only those persons who are opposed to Bhagavan and married persons, who criticize Guru and Vaishnava, who are completely absorbed in material sense enjoyment, and because of that enjoyment they cannot understand what is religion or irreligion, then those persons we should strictly avoid. But those persons who are attached to material enjoyment, but who are innocent and who do not criticize any Guru Vaishnava, then those persons we should. They are innocent and we should give mercy to them in the form of Harikatha. And by teaching them and also engaging their homes, wives, wealth and children in the service of Bhagavan, then such maturing persons will gradually achieve Sukriti and their life will become successful. Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami has given the sequence for the attainment of true devotion at the Ostrada Sakhas of the Sangha. Firstly, the first stage is Shraddha, or pure faith. But that Shraddha, where does it come from? It comes from Sadhusanga, association with the pure devotee. At that stage, the person cannot know who is a sadhu. But by hearing Katara gradually, then they can understand. At that time, Krishna Sevabhasana, or the desire to perform service to Sri Krishna, awakens in the heart. At that time, one will have unflinching faith in the words of the scriptures, the spiritual master, and the Vaishnava devotee. As that faith matures, it will bring one to take diksha and shiksha from a bona fide spiritual master. There's Vishwam Bhena Guru Deva. One will serve the Guru with intimacy, and by all these things, anandas are dissipated. As an artist dissolves, then one achieves the stage of nishtha, fixed determination, ruchi, taste in bhajan, ashakti, attachment to Krishna, then sudhasattva visheshatma. Sudhasattva is the heart, that is the stage of bhava, and when bhava bhakti matures, that is, one will enter into karma bhakti. Therefore, Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda is giving in Bengali Mayas the same verse of Sri Rupa Goswami. The root of devotion is Sukriti. And when that Sukriti matures in Satsang, then there is awakening of Shraddha. Then by Satsang, by the fruit of that Satsang, then one achieves bona fide initiation into the Sampradaya by the spiritual master. Then by this, the Najas are dissolved, and when the Najas are practically absent, then that is the stage of Nishtha. So we should know there are four types of Najas, or unwanted desire. That is, Sarupram, Asatrishna, Hridayodvalya, and Aparada. First, what is Sarupram? Brahm means mistaken conception. Not understanding clearly, who am I? By the way, who is Bhagavan? Is it Ganesh, Shankar, Durga? This is all Swarup Brahma. Asat Krishna, attachment to useless things. Now we are thinking, oh, my wife is necessary, my children are necessary, wealth is necessary, it's necessary to become an inner weak position like a president. But this is all Asat Krishna, attachment to useless things, thirst for useless things. Then, when these things are dissolved, then one achieves taste in the holy name. When that taste in the holy name thickens, it becomes ashakti, attachment to Krishna. Then, history, bhavana will die. Then, definitely, bhava bhakti will awaken. Ridhaya means weakness of heart, empty, or a type of thing. And apahara means offense. Therefore, when these type of, therefore, Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda says, carefully avoid asat sangha, bad association. Then, in Ananda Vishnu, that much by that one devotional servant will become more and more involved.
This is a very grave subject matter.
Yes, sir. We are all very careful, especially Western devotees and especially Russia. Param Pavan Krishna Maharaja discovered the Vajra Saha Karabo here.
Param Pavan Krishna, his name is Param Shaktiman. Professor of Forensic.
Ahetuki Kripalu.
Auslessly merciful.
Krishna and Krishna Navarmate Kono Bhakta.
There is no difference between Krishna and his names. But if you think carefully, there is some speciality in his name. A conditioned soul cannot have darshan of Krishna. But that same result of his darshan can be achieved by chanting his names. Nishkapate bhajan. Having no desires of the material sense objects, leave all these things.
To
yoga, tapasya, jnan or karma, it can be performed. No, this is false perception. Always staying in a situation of Vaishnavas under the guidance, under the guidance of Gurudev. Whatever I will do, I will learn from them and perform Krishna Seva. English. Performing like this. Sitting, even Ram Krishna, suppose you slip and you chant his name, or maybe just in joking. What is this Krishna Krishna Ram Ram? What is this you speaking? Or singing, Rama or Rama, singing like this, if you chant his name. Anyway, whatever way you are chanting, Nama Bhas is chanted, it destroys all the Mahapap, all the big, big sinful reactions also are destroyed, all the darkness it destroys by chanting Nama
Bhas.
Think carefully, you will
understand.
Are we performing Nama Bhas at least or no? If all these emotions are coming to your mind, in your mind, you should understand that, yes, always you're chanting Nama Bhas, sometimes you're chanting Nama Bhas. By chanting Krishna's names, if we do not, our hair does not shine, then we do not develop any ecstatic symptoms. Oh, it is Nama Bhas, or maybe offenseful chanting. In this right chanting, offenseful chanting, and earlier also you chanted offensefully. Shikshastra is saying the sequence of Krishna Leela. Cheto Dharpana Marjana. This shlok is the code, sutra. Like stone. The light.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, বিখ্যাত কে কহে কৃষ্ণ লীলা আটটি শ্লোক যেটা তো মহাপ্রভু নিজে রচনা করেছে আর এই আটটি শ্লোকে প্রতিদিন রামানন্দ স্বরূপ কাম আলোচনা করতে করতে পরস্পর ভাব আবিষ্ট হয়ে যেত প্রথম শ্লোক চেত দর্পণ মার্গন এটা সূত্র এর মধ্যে বাকি সাতটা শ্লোকেরই এক একটি পদের এক একটি চেত দর্পণ মার্জন একটি পদ মহাদাবাদ তাহার একটি শ্লোক এইরকম একটি সাতটি আর এই পাঁচটি শ্লোক
Okay.
One chanting the name, all these parts manifesting on the heart, the first shlok, Chitta-darpana-marjanam. You should try that your mirror of your heart, how to clean means anath. Like a mirror when it is covered with dust. Then you cannot see yourself. If anatta remains in your heart till that moment, till that time, your heart, mirror of your heart will not be cleansed and you will not be able to understand yourself properly, clearly. And then, second shlok, Nam Namakari. Saying that, oh Nam, you have provided all the potencies in your names. There are names of opulent names, sweet Madhura. There are different types of your names. All the potencies of those whose names they are. The name possesses Damodar, Krishna, Govind, all these names also. These are names of sweetness. All these, Sanatana Goswami is describing, he spoke one shlok. What beautiful, see, different of names he has given. Describing even the Radha herself and these names are there. In this shlok, thereafter, Nāra Vishwani Chayan, Nāra Vishwani Chayan. If the first one wants to perform bhajan, really, and he doesn't understand this shlok, he has done a desire to perform bhajan, but Nāra Vishwani Chayan, he is not more humble than the, even more humble than the grass. Tolerant than the tree. Always give shade to even those persons who have cut even the cord. Even provide shade to those people who come under his shelter like this. And never expect any honor for himself and give all honor to the others. Means Krishna Nishtha. If you don't have such moods, you will not be able to perform. It's not possible that Bhava will manifest in your life. Thereafter, Nādhanam, 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 Then fifth shloka. This first shlok, this is the Moksha of Siddhadeha, one who is perfect at soul, knows his perfect position. And the lotus feet, after your lotus feet, I'm just Nityadas, I am eternal servant, means so I can find my swarup, clearly, the surti he gets. This shows in Siddhadeya and performing the present, he achieves Radha Dasya at the feet of Radharani, he gets the service. That's why your tears are falling from your eyes. All hysteric symptoms come symptoms manifesting in your body. And thereafter, show forth. This is the sequence. Then you must understand that you have become qualified for Siddhadeha. Now you have become qualified for Siddhadeha. You must understand English.
What I told you to do like that, and that you will be a wise young Siddhadeha, it will come in your heart. And that you will realize, oh, in the Siddhadeha, what is my relation with Krishna? And then you can serve Radha. For that, you can be most obedient servant, lady servant of Radhika. Now, if we don't want to practice all these things, and we want that I should go on the top of this tree. How is that? Then possible. So be careful, especially Western and in Western, or especially Russian devotees. They want to, Gopi Dev. And they go to Radha Kunda Babaji. Here is the difference between Radha Kunda Babaji and our
Sampradaya.
Our what? Life. Our Sampradaya. And I know that how many left our life and they have come to Radha Kunda and became Pradya and all their bhajan. So you should be very, very careful. Adhikar na lamiya, sadhya bhave, adhikar paro na.
You don't have qualification. And you are thinking you are in Siddhadeya, perfected spiritual constitution.
Vipadhyay buddhi janme shakti da bhava.
Reading.
Then buddhi chokat pahe jaya.
Your brain is spoiled. Your brain is spoiled. Oh, and you will get mad.
Sakhane shakti da bhava, iski sadhyakve aru sangai. Vrishna bhaida.
Female, and even some old woman you will see get married. Yeah. What is this nonsense? All has been left. And all Vaishnav dharm, you become opposite of Vaishnav dharm. If you try to jump.
Oh, yes, you want to have our gold Siddhadeha and the main servant of Radhika and very carefully, you should follow all the principles that he has. Sadhu Charita, Dehi Sudhar Sundar Vrti Pao. You should see Radhika, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Jeet Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. How they have done bhajan. And then Siddhadeha. So you should see all their life. Siddhadeha pe kram bhajana karide arthakam seva sukha anayase. Yadi hum, yadi hamara sikhate ke ei
If we follow the sequence of this Shastakam, maybe it will be less, but you will achieve your result. Maybe one life, two lives, maybe three. What if you lost that? But your bhajan will not be destroyed. You will get Ashtakalya. All the Ashtakalya apostates will definitely manifest in your heart. Every day you should remember Shikshastra. Meditate on it. And the sequence of the Ashtakalya seva will manifest in your heart.
This is
the ground, this
and
we must
fall. Translation. The Buddha says, please hear very carefully. Especially, don't mention any particular country of Russia. Please hear carefully. Buddha said the holy name, Jibatana Thakur said the holy name is always pure. Therefore, even one may chant in an accidental condition. As he starts his toe and falls down, he may chant Ram Ram, Krishna Krishna. Or he may joking, why you try, hey, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna. Then may, by accompanying some music, Ram Ho, Ram Ho, Ram Ho, Ram Ho. In this way, by these four types, or by indicating something else, one may achieve Dhamma Bhava. Dhamma Bhava means like when the sun is rising in the morning, the darkness is dissipating, but the light is not everywhere. Namabha, the shadow of the holy man. So we should take our own pulse and think, have I reached the stage of Namabha even? Prabhupada says, come Namabha for the Namabha. Sometimes we chant Namabha, but mostly it's chanting Namabha, chanting the holy name and Dharma to offend you. Therefore, we are chanting the holy name, which is endowed with unlimited power and unlimited sweetness. But after something bad is not appearing in our body, Bahuna, Toyin, and Ahoyogika, hairs are not stepping on the head, tears are not coming. That must mean in this birth or in previous births we have committed some offense. Therefore, sometimes we think, oh, I have chanted so long, but not, I have not achieved anything. There is no attainment. Therefore, the medicine for this is following the sequence given in Shikshastakam. In that Sri Shikshastakam composed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are eight verses. Every day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the Gambhira, with Sri Suru Samana, Sri Ramananda Roy, would discuss this Shikshastak and become absorbed in devotional sentiment. The first verse in the sutra, a condensed version of the rest of the Shikshastak. And in his first sutra verse, Chetodapana Vajna Mahadavati Nirvapanam, there is given a sequence of attainment of both Ashtakali Lila and the stages of devotion. For example, Chetodapana Vajna, this is the sutra for the first verse, Mahadavati Nirvapanam, the sutra for the second verse, Sraya Koyava Chandrika Vitalanam for the third verse, etc. Therefore, in this Shikshastakam, the eightfold pastimes of Krishna are also given. We start Lila, Prataka Lila, Purvana Lila, Madhya Lila, Swayam Lila, Pradhan Lila, and Kraisa Lila, and again Nishant Lila, which is all given in Shikshastika. Therefore, Thakur Kibhaktivinoda says, we should chant the first verse for a few days and endeavor strongly for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to clean the dust of material contamination from the mirror of the heart. Just like if a mirror is there, but the mirror is covered by dust, then we cannot see ourselves. So as long as dust in the form of unwanted desires are there, then the heart will be enveloped in darkness. Therefore, going on, one becomes more expert in bhajan. He enters the second verse. Nam nama kari bhodo nirvishasya satya satya. Nam nama kari bhodo nirvishasya satya satya nirvataha manadirajaha. That time the devotee prays, O Bhagavan, you are so merciful. You place all your goodness and all your modesty in the name. The name is of two types. Aishwarya Moinam and Madhurya Moinam. In names like Narayan, Padmanabh, Bhagavan, then Bhagavan has his opulence in those names. But in Madhurya Moinam, like Damodar, Madhav, then Bhagavan has given his sweetness there. Sri Sanat Goswami, how he has given the sweet name of Krishna, Sri Krishna Gopal, Hari Mukunda, Govinda Hina, Kishore. Hasi Yasoda Samayasa Chida Sri Bhavari Sri Vana Ravikesha. All these sweet names of Krishna, especially the last one, Sri Bhavari Sri Vana Ravikesha. O Krishna, who is beloved of Radharani, and she is your love. Therefore, the third verse, Janarapi Sunichena, Chagorapi Sunichena, Amanima Maradena, Kirtam Yasarahari. How to be devotee, as one Vaishnavi has said, I wanted to become a Vaishnava, but I met one brick wall, one big obstacle. That was the verse, Chanada Pisanichena. Therefore, we should become like a tree. A tree never demands anything, not even water. And everything he possesses is for others, its fruit, bark, leaves. Amanana Manadena Kitamya Sarahari. One should not demand respect for oneself and give all respect to others according to their position. In this state of mind, one can constantly chant the holy name. Then we will enter the fourth verse. Nātanam, nātanam, nātumidim, kavitam, vajagat, ishtakami. O Lord, I do not want wealth, followers, disciples, material education. I do not even want freedom from birth and death. Birth after birth, I want your causeless devotional service. Then the fifth verse. Hey nanda tanuna, hey nanda tanuna kinkaram, patitam, mamsa sabivaram budho. In this, O Krishna, but I want to become a speck of dust on your lotus feet, O Nanda Tanuja. In this fifth verse comes an indication of one to the Deha, like Purti, who once has one type of idea. Did he don't even type it here? What is the proof of this? Because one wants to become a fixed speck of dust on the feet of Krishna. That means at that time one has an understanding of one's eternal position as a servant to Krishna. At that stage, one may then consider oneself to be a servant of Srimati Radhika. And slowly from there, one will enter the eighth after Kali Lila. In the sixth verse, it is said, Nainam Yat Asuru Dalaya. Then one will experience the stage of transcendental ecstasy, the after sattvic bar, like the hair standing in, tears pouring from the eyes, becoming sun, having a short voice, changing color. And one will also experience those after suffering vows in 5 degrees, like Lalit, Dritta, smoldering, slightly burning, blazing, fully blazing. These are all experiences in the sixth verse. Therefore, we should understand that there is an adhika, a level of qualification for attainment of one's jinadeya, spiritual body. If one is unqualified to try to enter artificially, what will happen? You'll just end up getting married. One will leave devotion, leave dharma even, and simply cause a disturbance in the Vaishnava community. Therefore, very carefully, we should go through the proper sequence for the attainment of one's spiritual body, one's siddhadeha. If one does this easily, one will achieve happiness. Even if not one birth or two births or three births, but slowly, slowly one will achieve.
What is the loss?
Definitely one will get the result if one follows the Shikshastikam carefully. Therefore, every day we should remember the Shikshastikam. We should think of the Shikshastikam. And we should follow Shikshastikam, especially this sequence of attainment. Go.
Go. Our aim and object of our life to be Radha. It is all right. And in bhajan, siddhate is needed. without this knowledge, we cannot do bhajan. But as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, gradually, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told is in his great chapter, gradually we should develop ourselves. When all anarchy will go away, automatically, what you are, how you are, what is the potency by which you can serve Radhika, everything is here. But gradually, you should try. Bhavati, oh, at first anyone will go, they have no such of gain, nothing. They will go, I want to do, and at once, in the first class, they will give book, Siddhati. And tell, they will tell that, oh, the youthful now, many days after God here, I am thinking that I am good. So I am telling our Guru Parampara, Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, has this technique for meditation, especially Rupa Goswami has told, you should come in life gradually, everything. But sincerely, we should do bhajan. How we should do bhajan? Oh, tomorrow we will.
Hari Hari Bol.
बहुत बंगाली भक्तरा सभा समय पाके छिल जरा पंडित के जन कुछ दे ना
ही स्पीकिंग इन ऑल दी बॉडीज हमारे प्रभु
चाहिए क्या चाहे उन खाते से सात नारायण
दिए जरा एनी डोनेशन फॉर दी पंडा
बहुत हु हैव गॉट किलाई और पंडा सिखाई पंडा दक्षिणा टेन प्रॉफिट.
No, he's speaking about Bengali devotees. They did not give any donation yesterday. For the Panda, they should give some donation.
Who has not allowed it, they should pay. I took a lot of the money. The Maharaj is a little bit of the money. The Lord is a little bit of
Hare Krishna, 11 o'clock here, they'll be showing up a new preaching video in English. 11 o'clock here, preaching video in English.
Huh? No, no. शाम को आप करो ना, आपको भी रस मिल जाएगा एक मुझे भी, आप शाम को आप करिए. ओके.